This is a lion's furry pelt, with the head preserved by taxidermy. It was bequeathed to the museum by Colonel Wolsey in 1939 and is now displayed in the museum's Cabinet of Curiosities. The lion skin is very similar to an example that was part of a collection that the museum was founded on, assembled by the Canterbury Philosophical Society, who formed in the early 19th century. On display, the pale lion skin is folded into a neat pile, with the head on top, looking out at us with wide, glossy brown eyes. The head is golden and furry, with small round ears sticking up. The animal's once fulsome mane has thinned a little and is fanned out against its flattened pelt. The lion's head has been preserved in an active pose, its jaws wide open and snarling. This frozen moment shows off its long pointed canine teeth and dark rippling tongue. Its wide nostrils are flared and its muzzle is wrinkled, long salt and pepper coloured whiskers sprouting on either side of its jaw. The lion was preserved by Roland Ward, a London taxidermy firm specialising in work on big game trophies. However, details such as what specific country the animal came from and when it was hunted are unknown. Shown in the cabinet with the lion skin is a black and white photo of the museum in the 1880s. Here, a very similar lion is out on open display. There are paintings hanging behind it on the walls, and an older gentleman in a black suit stands in the background. Today, this trophy is also on prominent display, but for very different reasons. The lion pelt allows us to learn about the animal close up, observing its skin, mane, and incredibly sharp teeth. Perhaps, more importantly, it also helps facilitate conversations about the complicated relationship we have had with the natural world throughout history. The Cabinet of Curiosities is part of a conversation about the complex nature of museum collections, about how and why these things were collected, and what is the purpose of their display today. This Cabinet of Curiosities demonstrates how many European museum collections started. For well over 500 years, early European collectors wanted to learn about the world by bringing together objects and natural specimens from all over the planet, together in one place. They would create displays of different sizes in their homes, for the dual purpose of personal study and impressing guests with a range of rare and interesting items. On display in the cabinet with the lion skin, there are a wide variety of different artifacts collected from the late 1700s onwards. These include more preserved specimens, such as a duck-billed platypus, an armadillo, and a Chinese pangolin. There are also fossil fish and shells, a shark's jaw, a narwhal tusk, beetles, butterflies, birds, seeds, and stones.